Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, Assistant Managing Editor. We're joined today by Lisa Echobecker, who wrote a story about the city's next big construction project, which got its ceremonial kickoff Tuesday in Kelly Square. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
Tell us about the project.
The project we're talking about is called Harding Green, and it is what's known as a mixed-use project. That means it's a collection of retail space and 48 apartments set right at an intersection right in Kelly Square. This is a development that's going to cost about $21 million, and it is spearheaded by a Worcester businessman named Alan Fletcher.
And so this project is just the latest in a string of new housing and restaurant and industrial developments in Worcester, specifically in the Canal District.
Yes. Well, the Canal District is an area of the city that sits just a little bit southeast of downtown. There's been a lot of development, high-profile development, going on downtown. The development of brand new apartments, a new hotel, new restaurants. The Canal District is just a little bit off of that area, and it's an older neighborhood. It's named after the Blackstone Canal, which used to run right through that neighborhood. It's now underground. But the Canal District has in recent years become this place with new restaurants, bars. It's got an active nightlife. And now Alan Fletcher, who's been living there for a number of years, has a couple of parcels that he accumulated in the last year, I think. And he wants to take this vacant part, these two vacant parcels, they're now used essentially as dirt lots for parking, and he wants to turn them into something really vibrant that will complement what's going on in that neighborhood and boost further efforts in that neighborhood.
And obviously, part of that area has been rumored to be the site of the new Red Sox Stadium, Pawtucket Red Sox Stadium. But this parcel that we're talking about was demolished in 2011. So what's happened with it since then?
It's really been just that dirt lot. And people have used it for parking when they go to a nearby renovated mill building that is home to some really cool little businesses. The Crompton Collective is there. Birch Tree Bread Company is there. It's really just been a bumpy lot. And now Alan Fletcher and his private investor friends and some banks are all kicking in to really develop it and make it something more finished. They want to put a diner there. They want a public market there. This would kind of be a heaven for foodies, and it's one of those white whales of development in Worcester. The city and people here have long hoped for something like a public market where they could go to buy fresh food, specialty foods. So that's one thing he wants to bring there. And then about 48 apartments renting at market rates.
And this area is used as parking now. So is there parking associated with this new project?
There will only be a few spaces of parking available on this lot. However, Mr. Fletcher did say yesterday that a lot has been leased nearby. I think it's got nearly 200 parking spaces there. And so there is street parking available, and there's a leased parking area nearby. Not to say it won't be tight, but there is some parking.
Great. Thank you very much, Lisa, for your insight. And be sure to check out Lisa's story in the pages of the Telegram Gazette, and as always on telegram.com. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.